For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team lost twice this past weekend at North Dakota. Back at home this weekend, we'll host Alaska Anchorage, joined by Captain Brennan Harms. Losing stinks, but what did you guys learn from last weekend?
Well, there's definitely some positives we can take out of the weekend. It was our first non-conference series, and playing against the number one team in the country. I thought we did a pretty good job. Obviously, we got off to some good starts both games. I think we learned that we need to try and close out teams like that. Also, in the second game, we were down 5-1 and showed a lot of character and came back. So there's some good things we can take out of the weekend.
Call it character, call it fight. Did it kind of feel like a heavyweight bout in the third period on Saturday?
Yeah. Whenever you're down 5-1, it can get pretty frustrating. But we just tried to stay positive, kept working hard, and started to get some bounces.
How'd you end up sneaking that puck past Camp Johnson on Saturday?
I have no idea.
You didn't have a whole lot to shoot at, did you?
No, I didn't. I think I tried shooting the first thing, and I don't know if the guy's stick got on my stick, and then I kind of shot it again, and I didn't even know it was in until Jerry started yelling at me, so I'll take it.
Scoring goals is hard. What's it feel like when you do get one?
Feels great. Especially in college hockey, you don't get a lot of chances, and when you do get your chances, you got to make the most of them, so feels good.
Always room for improvement. What needs work this week?
I think, like I said, just closing out teams. We've been having some really good starts this year, so continue to do that and just try and put them away early when it's a 2-0 game. That's the worst lead in hockey. Sorry, and if we can get to that third goal, I think that would help us.
Not that rankings and polls mean a whole lot this early in the year, but a ton of ranked teams lost last weekend. Has it set in what you guys accomplished those first 2 weeks?
I don't know if it's set in yet, but to be able to go 4-0 to start the year, especially in our league play, is big time for us. Anytime you can get league wins is huge, so just want to keep doing that.
I don't know of anybody else in the WCHA that wants to play as fast as you guys, other than maybe Mankato. How can you guys dictate the tempo this week?
We just got to keep doing that. Keep using our speed. We're built for speed. We got smaller forwards, guys that can move, and then we got to play like that. If we can keep doing that, I think we'll have some success.
If you're playing fast, you're going to be on the power play a lot this year, aren't you?
Yeah, the rules have changed a little bit, and we've seen that throughout the start of the year. They're calling different penalties, and it's good for us because, like I said before, we got little guys that can move, so it definitely helps.
Best of luck.
Thanks a lot.